The Elephant's Nose. There was a time when the elephant's nose was no bigger than a boot that he could wriggle from side to side. But a curious elephant's child changed all that. The elephant's child was always asking questions, but no one knew the answers to his questions. And then one day he asked a question that scared all the animals. "What does a crocodile have for dinner?" he asked. "Shh," said all the animals. No one wanted to even talk about it. But he would not shh. By and by, he met the Kolo Kolo bird. She told him, "Go to the gray, green, greasy Limpopo River and you'll get your answer." So off he went to the Limpopo River. At the edge of the river, he saw a log of wood. But then it winked one eye. "Excuse me, but have you ever seen a crocodile?" asked the elephant's child politely. The creature winked the other eye and half lifted his tail out of the mud. "I am the crocodile," he said. The elephant's child grew excited and kneeled down. "I have been looking for you all these days," he said. "Will you please tell me what you have for dinner?" "Come nearer, little one, come nearer, and I'll whisper," said the crocodile. The elephant's child put his head down close to the crocodile's mouth. And the crocodile caught him by his little nose. The elephant's child knew he was in big trouble. He sat back on his haunches and he pulled and pulled. The Kolo Kolo bird came to help him. The crocodile splashed in the water and pulled and pulled. They both pulled and pulled. The little elephant's nose kept stretching and stretching. At last, the crocodile let go. Poof! Fell the elephant right on his big, broad back. He looked at his nose. He could not see where it ended. It was so long. So long. He could swish it around, but it hurt him awfully. So he wrapped the nose in cool banana leaves and waited for it to shrink. He waited and waited, but nothing happened. He could still swish it around. His nose has stayed like that ever since, just really long.